Dem Rep. Crockett, we won with voters who get news from actual news sources with higher standards. By Ian Hanchett on December 12, 2024. During an interview aired on Wednesday's edition of NBC's MTP Now, Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, stated that among voters in 2024, Democrats were winning for those that were tuning into the traditional news sources that have much better standards, but when it came down to people getting their news from places that really aren't even news sources, they were going for Donald Trump by 19 points. And that is exactly why we lost. And our policies are solid and strong. Host Kristen Welker asked, "Let me ask you, broadly, about this moment for Democrats, obviously, picking up the pieces after you lost this past election. Why do you think Democrats lost, and what do you think needs to happen by the midterms and the next presidential election, in order to find your footing again?" Crockett answered, "Well, Kristen, no disrespect to you. I think you do great work, but the reality is that those that tuned to traditional news sources, they absolutely went for us. And we know that the standards that you have to live by as an actual journalist are completely different from other platforms. And so, we know that we were winning for those that were tuning into the traditional news sources. But when it came down to people getting their news from places that really aren't even news sources, they were going for Donald Trump by 19 points. And that is exactly why we lost. The reality is that we're going to have to play in spaces that we've never had to play and make sure that we're communicating in all ways. Unfortunately, we can't just rely on the mainstream media to get our message across. The reality is that, when we look at our policies are solid and strong. We know that, every time there was a ballot measure across the country, for the most part, we were winning on our policies. But what we failed to do is communicate, in real time, number one, the lies that were coming before the American people, and, number two, the accomplishments we were making with this administration." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.